Hello.
Morning. This is Rachel with Independent Home Care. I'm Mr. Call.
Oh, hi. This is Zakiya Matthews. I'm contacting because I received a text from you yesterday.
So was it about the caregiving position?
I'm sorry?
Was it about a caregiving position?
Yes.
Okay, great. So tell me more. What are you looking for?
I'm a PCA.
Okay,
I'm in
amazing.
the Cortland County area.
Okay, so you're PCA certified and you're in Cortland area. Okay, great. So I can send you an application. For starters, you can start working on it.
Okay, because I had applied with Eagle Home Care.
Right. Oh, wait, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Zakiya Matthews,
Okay, yeah. Okay, I remember. Rebecca gave me your number. Okay. Yeah, so we're
Did
a
they not
caregiving
have any
company.
cases
So
out
they
here?
don't service this area. We do. And we're a sister company. So they took all the applicants that applied in this area and they forwarded to us. So whatever documents that they have, we can transfer over. Like you don't have to resend everything. It's
Okay,
just
I
the
was okay.
application.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to send you a new application.
That's fine. Also, what are like the like what do I have to do?
Okay, let me just open your file and see. You mean with a on the job?
Yeah, no, for like with all like documentation and everything, would
Okay.
you guys need after I fill that out?
Okay. So we need your IDs. I think yeah, you sent it over already too. Yeah, I see that we have your IDs. So that should be fine. Like you don't have to send that again.
I know they wanted me to do like a physical. Do I
Yeah.
still have to do that again? Or, okay.
So I don't see, did you do a physical already with them?
No, I
No. Okay.
haven't.
Okay, so we'll be able to schedule you for one. And
It the
then
same exact one?
I believe so. Did you get a physical within the year?
They scheduled me for one, but I had to reschedule it, so I didn't end up going to
Okay.
reschedule that again, but I was just seeing if it was like the same requirements.
Okay. Yeah. I believe so. The requirements are just like New York requirements. So all the
Because
agencies
the
do the same.
previous companies that I worked for, I know they didn't do drug tests and stuff like that.
Okay. Was that
This
through
physical,
PPL? You
I'm
worked for a
sorry.
PPL? Was that through PPL?
I'm not, what is that
Okay.
exactly?
PPL, okay. It's also an agency and they're very big and they don't require, I believe, drug screen.
Oh no, it's not that agency, no.
Okay.
I worked for a few other ones that never required it, but I was just seeing if it was the same physical
Yeah.
that I had to get done.
Do you have like or do you have any concerns about the drug screen?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's just the urine test,
I just
that's
never
all.
had to get one done, so.
Okay. I understand. You can do it. I mean, you can do it in the same appointment. It's just a urine test, and they send it to the lab.
Okay.
Okay. But for starters, let's start with the application. Okay. I'm just gonna fill this out. What's your email address?
K as in kite, M as in Matt, A as in apple, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, 066 at gmail.com.
Okay, so you're
So
going to receive a
kmat
DocuSign.
066 at gmail.
Okay, thank you. So you're going to receive a DocuSign in your emails. Question, is the address on your ID still active? Like, is
No,
it an 89? Okay. So let me
no,
put.
it's not. I'm at a different address.
Okay, so can you give me the home address so I can put it in here?
Yes, it's 8. And then Frank, FRANK, Street, Apartment C, 13045, Cortland, New York, Cortland, New York.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, so you're going to receive the DocuSign in your email. It should be a similar application. If you have any questions, you can reach out. Okay? This is my direct number.
All right. Okay, how many cases do you guys have out here? Because it's been hard to get on cases out here.
So I can double-check with staffing, but I do.
Because I don't want to sign up with you guys, and it's not, like, a good fit for me, you know what I mean?
I understand. What's your availability?
Monday through Friday, for the most part.
Okay. And daytime hours?
Yes. Okay. I would prefer daytime, but if you have nighttime hours, I wouldn't mind those either, honestly.
Okay. I mean, you have pretty good availability, so, I mean, according to your availability, you would probably be able to get a case. But I can double-check and let you know.
Okay, so I'll fill that information out right now, actually, that you sent me, the documents.
Sorry? What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I'll get started on the documents.
Okay, good. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you, like, on the client's part, on staffing, once I send them an applicant that's going to get, approved soon and start working, they start looking for clients. Usually this is how it works.
So I can tell you now what we have open.
But really, I mean, you know, what we have now open doesn't mean that we're going to, it could be that we're going to have more cases open once you start working. It could be a little less, you know.
Yeah, I get it. What was the other question that I had? I forgot.
I mean, we are an established company. We work with Essentia and Fidelis, so.
Okay. Alrighty. Because I know I did a background. They had to do a background check. Did it come back already?
I didn't receive
with the other company
because
they said they put it through, so I didn't know if it actually came back.
So I think every company has to submit it by themselves legally, and if we have to run it. But I have your ID, so I can run it today, and then I'll let you know once it comes back.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Alrighty, you too, bye.